are back. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Here we are, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm sitting here talking to Boomer. He looks at me and goes, that's you. And I was like, what's me? Oh, the music. Okay. Dang, Boomer, what happened? You put the thumb up to tell me it was time to go on the air. You're just staring at me, just talking. Okay. Oh, having too much fun. All right, listen, we're going to go to a segment right now. And by the way, don't forget the whoop-whoop sound effect there, brother. So we got to bring the crew in, though. So, Boomer, you are on the mic. You got your mic right now.
Right here.
You are there. And then we also got the Birdman. Is Birdman with us? Birdman, are you with us?
I am.
You are. All right, good deal. Technology is wonderful. Okay, so Boomer and the Birdman. So here's the deal, y'all. We do this segment. And we basically bring the crew together here. Boomer's right here in studio running the board, does all the things, all the buttons to push, forgets to tell me when to go thumbs up sometimes. That's okay. But then Birdman's out there, you know, whereas Boomer is working in-house, like I used to say about Copper, Boomer's working in-house. Birdman works in the outhouse. He does all the things it takes to keep the tech running on the outside of things, like the website, the social media, all that stuff. Well, the two of them, though, they got opinions. They got thoughts. And so we do this segment, Boomer and the Birdman, where we just kind of run through some questions and get a feel for, you know, where are they on the issues? What do they think about it? All right, fellas, I am trying to find my questions. Here they are. All right, so before we go any further, though, before we start the segment, there's a sound effect that signifies the instigation of the segment. Boomer, hit it. Every time. All right. Okay, fellas. I like this one. Boomer, you're gonna like this one a lot.
I'm excited.
All right. So last year, Aaron Lewis, he's formerly lead singer and guitarist with Stained, which was a heavy metal band. He kind of crossed over into what feels like sort of like a country crossover style. But Aaron Lewis had a hit that came out last July of 2021. It was a pushback on wokeness, and it was called Am I the Only One? A great song. And it became a hit before it was ever even released. I mean, he sang it on Fox News or something, and it went like madness. And next thing you know, it's being released online. But I'm telling you, it was the number one song in the nation without even being officially released. Well, this week, John Rich, country music star, did the exact same thing, an anti-woke song. The song is called Progress. He basically tells people to take your progressiveness and put it where the sun don't shine. That's literally what it says in the song. And the song is now number one. And he didn't release it through normal means, and he doesn't even have a recording contract. He just does his own stuff. So here's my question. Your thoughts, why songs like this are resonating with people so much so that they become number one without even trying. Boomer, you first, man. What are you thinking?
Man, I believe they're resonating because everyone can relate to it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, I honestly love that song from Aaron Lewis and John Rich. I enjoy listening to that. And honestly, myself, just enjoying it and going, yes, 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 yes.
I think that's the response. I think it's the yes, yes. I think that's the response.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Boomer. You spent a lot of time working in Nashville in the music scene.
Yeah.
John Rich, I mean, this is like on a sidebar here, but John Rich, very conservative. I think you said you've known him in the past, but are there conservatives out there in the music industry that just aren't saying much right now, but they're there?
I believe so. I believe there's honestly a lot of them. I know some of them really stand up for what they believe and what they believe in their heart and what's right out loud. But I believe there's some of them that are just, they just don't want to speak out loud.
They don't want to rock the boat.
Maybe not rock the boat. Maybe not lose listeners.
Are there recording contracts that keep them bound from sharing those kind of opinions?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I'm sure there may be. I know I've read a few contracts in my time with the industry, but I don't really. I mean, at the time when I was reading contracts, I never I guess I wasn't looking for those things because it wasn't a
big deal at that point. All right, Birdman, your thoughts. Why are songs becoming hits like this that push back on wokeness without even having to be released under normal circumstances? Your thoughts.
So here's my basic take on it. It's the music version of Top Gun. That's kind of how I view it.
Nice.
People are wanting to get away from just being pressed into the leftism and the progressiveness and all this kind of stuff. And I think it doesn't hurt it that it's also in the same genre, you know, country, that, you know, a lot of Republicans listen to. It's known for being popular in places like Texas, Alabama, Georgia, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it falls under the same group, really, yeah. Like the same group of people.
Well, and I agree with you. And by the way, both songs are actually really good songs too.
Yeah, they really are.
So just to clarify, Aaron Lewis's song from last year is called "Am I the Only One," and John Rich's song this year is called "Progress." Neither one released under normal circumstances, and just went viral. And they went viral, pushing back against woke. All right, so we're told all the time, though, fellas. I'm throwing this one at you kind of loosely here, but we're told all the time that conservatives are the ones in the minority. But, you know, Charlene always says there's more of us than there are of them. I think this reaction to these songs proves it. Birdman, you, what do you think? Boomer was reaching for the mic. Birdman, what do you got?
It fills out a certain category, I feel like. And I think that category is expanding, and it's the people who really want to just live their lives away from nonsense.
Yeah.
And I think people, especially like myself, who communicate a lot through music, are looking at stuff like this and going, hey, this is where I belong. This is my crowd.
Boomer, your thoughts. You're about to just like bite the
mic. I was just going to say, absolutely, yes, there's more of us. Only because, I mean, I really believe some people are just sometimes scared to speak out.
Yeah, and that's a shame.
Yes,
especially,
it is.
I mean, right now, what you're not seeing is liberals being scared to speak out, because I think they feel emboldened, and I think it's time for conservatives to start feeling a little more emboldened. I appreciate John Rich doing exactly what he just did with that song. All right, next question. You ready before we run out of time? Total switch of subject. Just kind of went through this a few minutes ago with Dale Jackson. The Alabama Department of Public Health issued a social media statement calling for the normalizing of wearing masks. You guys are welcome here. Oh, my gosh. Is that a sound effect?
I had to do that. That was a sound effect.
That was terrifying.
That just, like, you got to warn a guy.
It was a spur of the moment.
I thought it was
thing.
A nuclear drill or
That's
something.
That's how I felt, you know. Sorry, God keep almighty. Going. Phil. I'm sorry.
All right, there's too many buttons available to him on this board over here. All right, your thoughts. Normalizing of wearing masks. Your thoughts. Your tax dollars at work. Birdman, you first this time.
I'm not even remotely surprised. I drive by a billboard every single day from the Department of Health that says, vaccinate your kids before you send them to school. This isn't surprising. Nonsensical virtue signaling is exactly what this administration is trying to push, and it's for the people who have the mind that they enjoy this kind of stuff. They like the holier-than-thou conversations rather than actually taking any sort of real action. So this is not surprising that our government and our federal government is pushing this kind of stuff.
So holier-than-thou without taking real action. I like that. All right, so Boomer, masking, normalizing, your thoughts. What are you thinking?
Not surprised they would say it. It's complete nonsense and absolutely not.
Put your mask back on, Boomer. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Nope.
No, I agree. I get it. I think you guys get it. What'd you say? It was virtue signaling, Birdman? I think you're right.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Well, you say that, but then I don't think I've seen a retraction. Has anybody seen a retraction on the story? Boomer, you seen a retraction? I haven't seen one.
No, sir.
Birdman, you seen a retraction on this?
I haven't.
Now, the governor did ask for them to, perhaps rethink it, I think it was what?
I was going to say, I mean, just like you were saying earlier in the show, like, why did she not stand up for it and say, no, not on my watch?
I mean, yeah, she kind of gave the, well, that's just not in my, something about Rocky Mountain oysters and yeah.
Well, I don't know much about that.
The worst possible response she could have given.
And yes. High-stepping. What, Rocky Mountain oysters?
Well, it's not in my vocabulary thing.
Yeah, well, I think that was probably really just – her, you know, her media team doing that for her. But they were trying to keep the, you know, the kind of quippy, you know, no step too high for a high stepper, trying to keep that kind of image going. And it just, I mean, Rocky Mountain oysters, just go ahead and say, hey, my people don't need this. This is wrong. Stop the madness. How about no? I mean, there's a time and a place for being quippy, and there's a time and a place for being in charge, and I didn't feel like she was in charge on this one.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, perfect time for a break. So, Boomer, no sound effects. Let's go straight to the break. All right. Folks, we'll come right back with more Boomer and the Birdman sitting here in the studio with a great team. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So we are back right now with a segment we like to call Boomer and the Birdman. So, hey, fellas, by the way, what other sound effects do you have over there, Boomer? I mean, just tell me. Don't hit the buttons.
I almost hit it. I have a laughter one.
You have a laughter one? Hit the laughter.
It's kind of like scary. I haven't found a better one yet.
Okay, don't ever do that again. That's like, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West has said, I'll get you, my pretty.
One.
What else do you got over there?
I got a siren.
You got a siren?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn that off. That's going to give people paroxysms. All right.
I got to find better ones.
Yeah, so is that all you got?
That's all I got right now.
Okay. We need a bomb going off. We need one that goes kaboom.
We need a bomb.
Yeah, all right. All right, by the way, shout out to David from Huntsville, who just texted and said he and his family are on vacation sitting on the beach down in Dauphin Island and listening to the show. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate you. And Allie, I think, was Allie from Florence, I believe. Anyway, Allie just was, or Athens, was taken aback, I think, by your sound effect. She said it reminded her of Duck and Cover, which I think was the sound effect they probably had in Baghdad for when the missiles were coming in. All right, back to the questions. Birdman, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, you're just sitting here listening to me opine for a minute? All right, just hang on 1 second. I'll find my questions. Here they are. Okay. All right, listen, this was a total aside, all right? Total separate question from the things we've done before. Internationally speaking, all right, recent reports indicate the Chinese government might be scarfing up people's DNA information from, you know, like medical and genealogy websites. You spit in a cup or send them some kind of body sample, and next thing you know, they tell you your family tree and all that kind of stuff. But here's the, I know, just hang on, but here's the deal. What we're finding right now is that there are serious concerns that China may be scarfing up these DNA samples to do bio warfare research and perhaps even developing targeting bioweapons. Studies show that younger generations, though, in America are less likely to question the privacy issues involved and stuff like this. What are your thoughts on it? Sending DNA in, that kind of thing. Is your generation, and by the way, you guys are both about you know, a few years apart, so is your generation more or less likely to say, I don't get it, what's the big deal? Who you want to go first? Boomer, you first.
Yeah, all right. I think my generation would be like, no, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, can I keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think the today's generation is just so used to technology. You know, when you're online, you're having to say yes to this, yes to this. And they don't even really read anything because they're just so used to trying to get to their new TikTok or whatever. And they're just so used to it, they don't really care what goes out.
Yeah. Nobody reads the security agreements.
Correct.
They just click, I read it, and then they go on to the next
Correct.
Thing. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see that. What about you, Birdman? What do you think?
All right, I got two things on this. So, for one, it blows my mind that people are surprised by this. Because if you look at things like Ancestry.com and who owns them being owned by Blackstone and stuff like that, who's deeply connected to the government, I have been saying for years that things like Ancestry.com is an awful place to go and willingly give up your DNA. There's a difference between giving up your DNA and giving up, you know, your tracking info for advertisements on Instagram. Now, I gotta, on the flip side of, or the back half of this question, I gotta play the offended millennial card here, just because I gotta question this. I really would like to see these studies and what mediums that quote-unquote younger people are using to give up their privacy with, because I know a lot of older people who put their entire life on Facebook, use services like Ancestry.com, all this kind of stuff, stream when they're on vacation so people know their house is empty, that kind of thing. I'd love to see that medium that they're saying that young people give it all up at.
It was a poll. Polls are always right. You know polls. That, Birdman. Offended millennial. Did you hear that?
I did.
He's the offended millennial boomer.
sorry about that, Birdman.
Hey, there's a sign right here in the studio that says there's a $5 charge for whining on this show. All right?
I'm not whining. I promise. It's not whining. I'm just devil's advocate, okay?
Okay. Well, just, you know, okay, never mind. All right. We'll just move on. All right, listen, before we run out of time, one of the favorite pieces every single time of Boomer and the Birdman is stupidest story of the week. Stupidest story of the week. And you guys always find stuff that I've never seen or heard of. So who started? I think you started first last time, Boomer, so I'm going to go Birdman. Birdman, stupidest story of the week. What have you got?
Okay, so this time I have a funny one because normally mine are serious or depressing.
You are rather somber sometimes, yes.
All right. So a group of guys at a campground in Rexburg, Idaho, in a drunken stupor, had to be intervened by the county sheriff's department because they caught a pelican and were carrying it around the campground.
Okay.
Now, the pelican is federally protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Okay.
And by definition, by law, they broke a federal law by picking this thing up and carrying it for an extended period of time. Because in the U.S. code, which I have pulled up here, it actually says transportation, carry, or cause to be carried is federally illegal to carry this bird. And so these guys were arrested.
So it started with, hey, hold my beer. And then,
yes.
And then it went south from there. And now they're facing fines for toting a bird around a KOA campground is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
All right. So lesson learned, don't get drunk and tote birds. That's not a good idea. Before we run out of time, Boomer, what have you got?
I'll go really quick. It's right. Not really stupid. This is actually going back to my, it's going back to my childhood. It's about the Goonies. I mean, who doesn't like the Goonies?
I love the Goonies.
Yeah. Well, there's a mysterious shipwreck found off the Oregon coast, and they believe that the Goonies movie was kind of started because of this. And they started finding all this 300-year-old wood from a ship, a Spanish ship. And they actually found it in a cave in or off the Oregon coast.
Well, okay. Why is that stupid? I don't think
that's not stupid. I just liked it because it was the Goonies. And then
can't change
last the time you told me to read the
all right,
whole
hit
thing,
the, hit
I got
the,
really...
hit the buzzer sound effect real quick. That was hit it right now. Go. All right. God almighty. All right. I did see you had one on your screen. I thought you were going to go with something about a pastor who was actually robbed while live streaming
Streaming, yes. But I really like the Goonies. So I had to say that one, too. I know it wasn't – I needed the buzzer on that one.
Birdman, he's the new guy. He doesn't know he can't change the rules in midstream.
No. He'll get it eventually.
All right. All right, guys. I appreciate you both. Thank you much. Boomer and the Birdman, absolutely. All right, and Birdman, we'll talk to you soon, bud. Thanks for dialing in. All right, we're there. We're down to the 4 o'clock hour. Those of you on our Birmingham affiliates, we appreciate you. We love you. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You're going to have coming up next my friend Greg Davis with Priority Talk. The rest of you folks up there in the Huntsville market, we're continuing on another hour. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.